Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. It is another Tuesday. I am so grateful to be here. Welcome to 3G Radio, everybody. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. Man, we're going to have an awesome show for you tonight. I want you to give me a call, 215-383-3958. That is our number here. We are 3G Radio. Those G's stand for giving God the glory. If you have a testimony, if you have something you want to share, if you have a prayer request, we are here for you tonight. We want to give you the opportunity to give God the glory, and we're going to rep the kingdom right now with Dietrich Haddon. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
kinda weird. Might as well get used to it, accept it, cause I'm not from here.
Yeah, that is repping the kingdom. Accept it, cause I'm not from here. Y'all, thank you for tuning in to 3G Radio. I am your host. My name is Isaac Adams. I've been doing this for a while now, and I'm excited every time I come to you because God always gives me a word, and I thank him for continuously using me. I feel awesome today. Just, you know, sometimes you're going throughout your day, and sometimes it can be a little rough, and I want to let you know that even in the midst of your rough times, Jesus is always with you. He is never going to leave you. He has been there. If he died for you, of course, he has a vested interest in you, and you are his. He said, none of those that you've given me, I have lost. So I thank God for him and allowing his son to die on the cross for us. I know sometimes we look at the situation or we look at what's been going on, and I was watching The Passion of the Christ, man, and it was such an emotional movie for me because I'm looking at my Savior being tormented and beaten and scourged and they're spitting on him and they're doing all of this, and I'm thinking he went through all of that for me. Oh my God, what was it that God saw in me that he said, I'm going to send my son to die in your place? Oh, come on now. I'm going to send my son to die in your place because you can't pay for your sins. I sent someone to pay for every sin that you would ever commit. I sent someone in your place. For the wages of sin is death. And so by right, you know, if you work on your job 40 hours a week, when paycheck time comes, you want the money that you've earned. You want your wages, correct? Well, same concept. If you sin, then the wages for that sin, so you sign up when you sin for death. But God had an alternative plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. His plan was to send his son to die in your place, in my place, to die on the cross for my sin. So it makes me be mindful of the person that I am, because I know that if he did that for me, there had to be something that he saw in me. He had to know something. And then I realized what he knew was exactly what he put inside of me. He knew everything he put in. He knew he called me for a purpose. I know that I had my own plans and I wanted to do my own thing. And I thought I was going to play football, professional football. So I thought I was going to be a rapper. And all, I thought all of these things. And I thought that that was the ultimate thing. But God's, his plan was way greater than mine. For he said, many are the thoughts in a man's heart, but it is God's purpose and plans that prevail. I thank God for his plan. I thank God for you. I want you to give me a call, 215-383-3958. Tonight, we're going to talk about the kingdom. The kingdom. For the kingdom suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. I want to get into that particular scripture as we go about today. But what I want to do now is I want to encourage you, because I know sometimes we're struggling financially, physically. We're going through emotional things. Our families are in need of prayer. I know that it is necessary to keep prayer in your life. Where two or three are gathered in my name, we have to remember these scriptures. We have to remember that we're not alone in these situations, and God is not going to leave you. For if he allowed you to go through it, he must have knew that you could do it. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to speak to your people, God. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to reach out to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those who are going through, God, for those who are in lack, Father, for those who are experiencing difficulty in their life, Father. Lord, touch their hearts and their mind, Father. Let them know that you have not left them, Father, for that is not your intent, but your intent is for to live a prosperous life, for us to not have any lack in our life. Father, we thank you for your abundance, God, in every area, Father, for your abundance in our situations, of our your abundance of love, God, your abundance of peace, Father, your abundance of finances, Father. Lord, for all that you have done for us, Father. I thank you, God, for you are awesome, for you are wonderful, for you deserve our praise, God, for you have been there when we weren't thinking about you, God. And so for this, I give you praises in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, my number is 215-383-3958. If you have a request, let me know. I'll see if I can get it on for you. If you have a testimony, we love your testimonies, for they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. Something that you say may trigger somebody else to make it another day, may give them the mindset that they can actually do it. And we all know the reality is that we are human and we are not perfect. And I thank God for accepting me with my not perfect self. 3G Radio, y'all. This is I'm Not Perfect by Jay Moss and SBM.
Anybody ever been here?
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seem to get a break, never seem to get away, no. If it ain't working hard, it's being a dad or mom. I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, just spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better.
yesterday.